Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association calls 2017 an interesting year that saw a significant number of policy wins. However, there's a lot of work ahead in 2018. Now, one of the biggest policy victories of last year was a 90-day delay in the electronic logging device mandate that was scheduled to go into effect for all delivery haulers, including those that transport livestock and other ag commodities.
NCBA was very instrumental in achieving a 90-day waiver from the implementation day of these devices. We continue to have our conversations over at DOT and stressing the difference in hauling live animals versus other ag commodities and boxes and whatnot that's hauled around the country. So continuing those conversations with DOT, we also achieved appropriations language in the House, a one-year delay on ELDs for livestock haulers. The Senate had some report language, but we also had a letter that we got a lot of support on from the House and the Senate moving forward with that language in hopes of having an omnibus package down the road.
Well, that's NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs, Allison Cook, who says they've also turned in a petition to the Department of Transportation for a longer waiver. Now, that'd give them more time to work on the hours of service requirements for livestock haulers. Now, looking ahead to 2018, Cook says NCBA has a couple of important priorities in mind as the 2018 Farm Bill takes shape.
Our very first priority is a fully funded foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. We are asking for $150 million a year for the life of the Farm Bill, which is 5 years. We continue to stress that the need for this bank and the need for the amount of doses that we're requesting, that's what the 150 covers. There will be a bank overseas. We would have the ability for surge capacity in the case of an outbreak, and we would also have plenty of antigen on hand to take care of the needs of the amount of animals that we move in this country and that we're producing.
Well, they're also focusing on the conservation title in the upcoming Farm Bill for a couple of different reasons.
Making sure that EQIP is robust. A lot of you all and a lot of our producers have asked for a little bit of streamlining and to make sure that we get our NRCS agents out of the office doing paperwork and out in the field helping and seeing more of what's going on out on the ranch. And so that's something that we have continued to have conversations with Ag Committee staff on. And then the last item that we're going to be focused on in the Farm Bill is just maintaining research funding, and we continue to support that and that title as well.
Well, she adds that they'll have more definite direction on how the organization will move forward once the first Farm Bill language emerges, which will probably come from the House Ag Committee first. Have to remind you to join us on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. And we are on 660 Keys News Radio in Williston. Also, we're on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1 and 98.3 in Carrington and Lisbon, North Dakota, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo. That's what's happening. Inside Agriculture from Ag Central, I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.